وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen and justice from his perspective. We were looking at poverty and how Amir al-Mu'mineen tried to eliminate it by trying to install virtues in man and eliminates vices from him, having him to, you know, be more compassionate about his fellow brotherhood or his fellow brother. Now, we did say that virtues themselves, they require me and you to have food in our belly and clothes on our, you know, bodies and roof of our head, and justice established, because a person without these external factors, external means, he will turn into an animal trying to achieve them. So the concept of virtues kind of goes out of the way. So it is not possible to develop good habits until these needs are met. And people cannot acquire all these virtues unless their livelihood and justice is established. Therefore, the program of reformation and refinement should commence with the provision of necessities of life, like food and clothes and houses. The people can become interested in the refinement of oneself and good morals only after these necessities have been provided. If we don't give them what they need, I can't say to them, don't steal. If they are hungry, don't have clothes, I can't reinforce any moral values and any moral traits, because they're hungry, they need to survive. This was the object of desire of Ali alayhi salam before, as well as after he attained the rule. He wanted to make sure that the necessities of man are met. So he knew exactly what the problem was. It's not a matter of telling people, look, you have to be good, you have to be this. Yes, this was the core of reformation for people. But after making sure that you have established a just system, a system that covers the need of people so they can act accordingly, when they don't have the necessities of life, then nothing can work. So before he was a khalifa, or even though he was an imam, and even after they gave him the rule, the so-called khilafah, that was his objective, that was his mission, is to establish this sense of justice and trying to give people their rights. How can a laborer, for example, who works hard throughout the day, enjoy the sceneries of this world and ponder on the signs of the mighty Allah when he does not get his full wages? I mean, asking a person to go and become a mystic, become a better person, when he works all day long and he does not get his money, he does not get his wages, or his wages are cut in half, or his wages are delayed, is going to turn into the opposite. It will give a different negative effect. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we said, how is it possible for a laborer who works all day, and he works hard, and then his wages are cut in half, but we expect him to, you know, roam the land and look at the scenery, ponder on the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's being exploited by the profiteers and the money lenders? How can he even become inclined to virtues and good manners when he is fed up with his everyday life where people wish to die? I mean, how can those, you know, helpless people understand the meaning of, you know, virtues and reformation of oneself, who weep when they look at the families who are starving of hunger, for example, when they get whipped by the rulers and consider their lives useless. When a person looks at himself and he sees himself under dictatorship, that his life is worthless, it could be taken at any time. I mean, how am I supposed to ask such a person for reformation and becoming a good person? So these questions, they force themselves into us. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, he wanted to make sure that justice first is established. Necessities of life are established. So when he became a ruler, he established justice where everybody is equal. No one will get more than what he deserves. And that went for everyone. Black and white, king or normal commoner person, a servant or a master, everyone was getting his right. That's the first thing he did. Second thing he did, he made sure that the necessities of people are met. They do get the sustenance correctly and when they need it. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he looked around, and if you look at the period of Amir al-Mu'mineen's rule, he used to sit around, sweep clean the treasury of the Muslims. And he says, I wonder, perhaps there could be a person in Yemen or Arno in Sham or in Africa who's hungry, because he made sure that no one is hungry. When he did that, it was extremely easier for him to work on reformation of people, to get people to change their minds and their ideologies and you know, become virtuous people. So when you look at the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen and you look at the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, especially after his rule, that should be enough for people to establish justice themselves. But the sad reality is people had a personal grudge against Amir al-Mu'mineen, that not only deprived the people of his time from the justice of Ali alayhi salam, but in fact they deprived the entire humanity from the justice of Ali alayhi salam. Not only that, but it deprived me and you of having to live under a system governed or at least made and enforced by the commander of the faithful himself. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.